Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You see that? I just said thank you. I didn't go, oh, I got the tank on sale and my brother got me this for Christmas and, you know, like... Thank you.
I like too that it's a Seahawks tank. Like I don't have no issue with people that wear Sonics tank tops to like Seahawks games, but I like that's actually a Seahawks one.
Yeah. What I don't like is this is fucking embroidered. So like I can't lift in this. Like it's too itchy. It's like a chillin' tank. And honestly, I walked to Keedy's in it and it kind of rubs, you know. I'm like, dude, this thing is not very pragmatic, but it looks so sick and like, you know,
yeah,
I didn't really. It's usually $50. I just saw it for $20, and then I was like,
"Dude, embroidery is so expensive."
Like that, sign me up. And then I was like, "Fuck, you selling an embroidered tank for $20 for?"
Matt, dude, those patches cost more than $20 to make.
That's what I'm saying.
And you're not going to want to hear this. You might actually have to wear a shirt underneath it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's like most people rock with a white tee.
You can do that,
bro.
It's like not my fucking house.
What are you talking about, dude?
This fucking house, we got guns, dude. Dogs.
Oh, all right. You guys ready to rock?
Yeah. Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the Ted's. Starring the Ted. Start. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb.
The podcast starts.
You better wear a helmet now.
All right, welcome everybody back to a brand new episode of the podcast. Some of the hosts here, podcast, the Ted Smith, greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
Oh, down there at the bottom screen, zooming in from Austin. He goes by the name of Cobb. Cobb, what's going on?
The year of the dog, baby. We back.
Let's get him.
Back to the upper left screen, even in, I think, from a wetter place than I'm at right now. Matt Cover, the producer, or MCTP. What's up, Matt?
What's up, boys? Good to see you. I don't know the last time we all just rolled into a year with the theme in place and just fired up. It's fun. I've been barking all year, dude. This is random shit.
MCTP, he's a dog.
He's a dog. Cobb, dog. Ted Smith, dog.
Known dog.
First of all, happy International Smith Day to everybody who celebrates.
Nice.
Found that out today. I was like, nice. What was I going to say? Yeah, we got done with Christmas break. Matt, I'm telling you, I cannot believe how much rain you had even in Palm Springs. From Christmas, my mom and sister landed on the 26th. It was a little overcast. And then, boys, it was gorgeous up here. It was cold. but blue skies, the mountains had fresh snow. It was the nicest week between Christmas and New Year's I remember.
Whoa.
I literally left on the 24th. And like when I was there all of December, people were like, torrential rains flooding through Skagit Valley, like nonstop.
Yeah, the 2 weeks leading up to Christmas were awful. I mean, it was just dumping. It seemed like every night you went out, it was just dumping rain. Also, Cobb and I think, went 0 for 2, or I went 0 for 2. We definitely had a rough night in the bar trying to BS with some dude. I feel like that was in December. Yeah. I've been back in there. It's been okay. And we got stuck in weird conversations.
Yeah, that was the past, dude. But I did go 0 for on weather, because then, and world's smallest violin, after Seattle, like, I'm in there, crazy rain. I go to Park City, Utah. Think I'm going to get in a little skiing. Absolutely not. Zero snow. And now, Ted, we leave. 2 days later, dumping. 4 feet.
Yeah.
Fresh powder. They sent me a video, and I'm like, I was there for 10 days and didn't get a drop. Look, I'll say this. 2025, not my year. 2026, dog energy, baby. We're back.
Dude, I'm with you. Like, the last 2.5 years, it have been very tough on me. And you guys know other stuff that other people don't. But, man, I feel like since May, like the last 6 months, I feel like I was really turning it around. I couldn't believe how many people were posted about how shitty 2025 was. I was like, ugh. 2024, you know, I'm just like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just I feel better. I'm sleeping. Still big on the CPAP, boys. And Gav and I were talking one night, my hydration in the morning. I'm a drip drop guy. but just, I'm like, I don't know. I'm with you. I'm excited for this year. And just for a change, I was like, oh, the last 6 months, actually, I was on the up.
Like, what happened to me, Ted? How'd you turn it around?
Well, I mean, this won't shock you. It's mostly diet and exercise.
Yeah, the old classics.
Right? Just like, oh, we just stopped being a lazy piece of shit and start moving again.
Dude, that's always when I get fat, I'm like, well, if it isn't the outcomes of my own bad decisions. You know what I mean? Like, dude, the only person, like, the person who plays me the most is me, always.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But yeah, it was nice. And it was funny. Rob, my buddy, Rob, who's happy birthday, Rob. He's moving back to London. So today was like our last day to get a walk in. And it was absolutely pissing rain for 3 miles this morning. Like, he was in boots and he's just like, it's our last ride. I was like, I'm with you. We'll get it in. But like, by the time we walked in to get a coffee, I was like, you guys are wet. I was like, we are soaked.
Yeah. Good London training, honestly. But yeah, that is tough. And also, I'll say this to Chris, who I know listens, your brother. Look, we came into it saying 2025. We do always come into a new year feeling good, feeling fly. Yeah. The first half, they had us in the first half, like that famous YouTube clip. But Ted, goddamn, I'll be a third party, you know, no vested interest. Like, you did have one of the better glow ups I've ever seen by somebody. Like, from, I would call it like second week of July on, that T was just climbing, you know?
Well, and it was my brother who said it to me, right? Because it was still pretty little rough there in May. And he just goes, when is it going to be your guy's year?
I was like, first of all, fuck you, Chris. Right? I don't know.
Like, he's right, though. Like, you know, there's sometimes there's just nothing you can do about life, right? Sometimes it's just going to, it's just like, I'll just say it. It's just going to kick you in the dick, but like, I don't know. Just finally, like, kind of my mind is clicked back in. Like, all right, well, I got to do the best I can for me, and then we'll deal with the other stuff.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's the thing. Chris just knows too much. Like, when our lives are shitty, he knows, you know? He knows the inside. He's just like, you guys keep saying 2025, but objectively, your life sucks. Like, life may knock you down, Chris. Scratch that. Life will knock you down. What are you going to do? Quit? Not on this podcast.
You don't win the game in the first half. You don't win it in the third quarter. Win it in that motherfucking fourth quarter.
That's what the wing tee's about.
Also, go Zips.
Go Zips.
Dude, Zips here. Everyone knows.
Oh, man. I was at the bar one night just telling this guy, and he's like, Jesus Christ, man. Are you coaching at Akron? You've got me all excited. I was like, no. This is complete BS.
Trying to. That's the North Star, dude.
And shout out to Matt. I mean, I won't lie. Right around May, June, when it started turning around, I mean, a little trip to the desert certainly didn't hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Little kickstart. Yeah. It's good energy down here.
Dude, maybe that was the catalyst. I could actually see that. Because, like, especially when you're coming out of winter in the Northwest and you have, like, you know, no sun for months, then you just get that, like, boom, little shot of vitamin D. Nice work, Matt.
Yeah. Yeah. Solid, man. But I was dying laughing how nice the weather was. It was Miles was in Palm Springs. I go, dude, you missed all the good weather. And he's like, yeah, I flew into rain. I was like, in Palm Springs? And everybody's like, did you not pay attention? And I was like, I don't know, man. It was Christmas break. I wasn't really watching news. Like, I didn't even know it had been raining down there.
Yeah, wow. It was just a couple days. It wasn't too bad, but it was right around the holidays. And, like, I think it was 3 days, like, right before Christmas or something. And it's just like, there's so many people in town for the holidays. It's not our biggest holiday, but it's big enough. And then they're just getting, like, the weather that they thought they were escaping.
You'd also
that is tough.
You'd be happy to know. I go, did you go to Sherman's? And he's like, no. And I'm like, God damn it. I don't know that I can talk about Sherman's more. Like, if you hear my voice and you're in Palm Desert or Palm Springs, go to Sherman's.
Yeah.
Do you got the shirt now?
I do have the shirt. Yeah. I already tried to flex on somebody with the other gift you got me. They were like, what? And I was like, I'll explain it to you later.
It's like, you got to know a guy. Don't ask.
Yeah, Matt sent me some Palm Springs gear, and I was waiting to, like, open the gift, and then I opened it, and I was like, ah, and I took a picture with the hat and the shirt, and I'm like, you know, just happy to say, you know what? I'm committed to Palm Springs.
Yeah. It's a signing day photo.
Yeah. I know. I'm taking my talents to Palm Springs.
German right? Shirt and the hat. There's a hat from the golf club I work at. Yeah. It looks so sick.
I know. Like, everybody's just like, can you get us on? I was like, no.
Yeah. To put it very mildly, it's a very exclusive golf club. Oh, man.
But right. You're the dog. Let's see. Cobb, I'm assuming, because I know some of the people you were with, that you were watching the college football playoff.
Oh, yeah. Dude, all day. So, what, January 1st? Yeah, I mean, three of the biggest college football fans ever. Yeah, we watched every game. I took a little nap through part of Alabama, but that's it. And we watched Oregon the night before. I was surprised that we had so many blowouts, to be honest with you. Like, that last game was good and right down to the wire, but I thought they would be closer. I thought there were going to be some wars. And it was like mostly, you know, defense wins championships, of course. Like, there was some unbelievable defensive play. But yeah, the games were not as close as I expected. What'd you think?
Unfortunately, these final four games, the last couple of years, have not been very close. I think Ole Miss Georgia kind of saved their ass. That was an awesome game. I still don't know how Ole Miss came back and won that game. But also, I think we just got to have a realistic conversation that, like, maybe the SEC just isn't that good. Everybody's like, top to bottom, it just means more. You got to play in this league. It's like, well, the last two titles have been Michigan, then Ohio State. Indiana looks head and shoulders above any team in the playoffs to me. And it's like, I don't know. You guys keep hyping it up all the time. Maybe these teams aren't that good, and you guys need to play somebody outside the conference.
Yeah, I mean, you know, to that credit, I don't like to talk S about Texas, but they were a preseason number one SEC team now. They went up and played Ohio State, got beat. They lost to Florida on the road and, you know, barely beat Vandy, some would say. I mean, granted, I'll say this, you know, being an Austin guy, I thought they should have been in the college playoffs, but I certainly see the case for them not being and for the SEC being overhyped.
Look, them losing to Ohio State, first game of the year, right? It's Arch Manning's first time. Like, fine. You lost by a touchdown. And yeah, even losing to Vandy. Vandy had a great year. It's that loss at Florida where you just go, I shouldn't have lost there. I mean, look, Ole Miss had a big case last year, but they had that Kentucky loss. And they had, what, two or three losses? Just like, oh, you got that bad loss. So
yeah, some epic wins. I mean, over A&M, you know, over two top five teams. But yeah, you're not wrong.
Yeah. And then I don't know if you guys have seen this. The big news today that just came out is University of Washington's quarterback had already re-signed with the Huskies. And then he entered the portal this afternoon. And apparently,
are you kidding me?
No. And apparently nobody knew. None of the teammates knew. And like now, I just read something before we started this podcast. Like, University of Washington's going to sue him. Like, you signed a contract, dude.
They're going to sue him?
It happened. Another school did it already. I think it was UNLV sued a kid and were like, dude, you signed this contract.
What do you even sue them for? Like, for money?
Or breach of contract? Like, I don't
know. What are you trying to, you know, wow.
I don't know what you, I mean, I would think he has to give the money back if he already got it. But
wait, he gets money for playing there? I thought the money came from the fans.
Well,
I'm realizing in this moment, I don't know anything about how NIL works.
So
I said that.
Well, it's college football, right? So college football doesn't have a commissioner. And they're always like, it's still collegiate. But then when you had the BCS, it's all the school's presidents. So technically NIL is a fund made up by other people around the university, but it's the university paying them. It's not like, so University of Washington has an NIL fund.
Right. But I mean, like when he signs to the University of Washington, they're not like, oh, $6 million. They're like, if you sell some jerseys, you get paid on that or no?
Oh, no. I literally just read that like he signed and it was supposed to be like five or six, like a lot of money. That's why like the kid in Oregon, who's like 19 or 20, it's like, you can go get drafted right now, but like, why not stay in Eugene for another year? You already make millions of dollars. Like, stay another year, enjoy college and get paid.
Oh my God. I wish I was those people's financial advisor. I'd be like, just make even $2 million a year in college for, you know, 3 years, throw that money in like in, you know, something high yield and like pop a bottle and live off the interest, baby. You can go to the NFL if you want to, but you don't need to destroy your body. Like, you're good. Wow, dude.
It's insanity. We just got through all the Lane Kiffin stuff. I'm just like, man, the coaches are leaving left and right. Like, I love college football, but goddamn, it's always been dirty. It is filthy right now. Like, I don't know what the answers are here. We got to figure out something. Or again, just acknowledge what it is. Have a loose association with the university. And just separate it from the other damn sports.
Dude, you got me on that Lane Kiffin dog thing now. I was in four conversations about that in Park City. I'm like, did you know that wasn't even his dog?
Juice, you were like, yeah.
What? No. I'm like, yeah, look it up. Like, somehow you're right. Like, all right, you have a big heart. And somehow, like, the core of the Lane Kiffin story is weirdly the dog. Like, it's not all the other bullshit he did. Like, the heart of it is the dog, and that, like, shows you who he is and explains all the other bullshit. You know what I mean?
Correct. Like, I'm sure they looked it up when you told them, but, like, the working theory is, like, it was never actually his dog, and he was just using it for clout on the gram.
And that's so dirty. Like, that.
Yeah.
It's hard to imagine a more dirty move.
Yeah. I agree with some people that say college football has a dog problem. And like, look, I like Kurt Herbstreit, but he's always trotting around his dog and this and that. It's like, what are we doing here? Like, yeah, God damn it. And yeah, I love dogs. Right?
Sure. I mean, dude, they're missing the plot. Well, and also now that all these kids are going to be making like, so right now, what the highest paid player is probably like 7 million. Is that accurate for a year?
Yeah.
God, first of all, people hear these numbers thrown around in sports. As a former finance guy, $7 million is so much goddamn money. Like, you're used to hearing that number, so it kind of inoculates you against it. You're like, oh, this guy made $320 million. This guy made $70 million. $7 million is insane. You can buy, just the interest on that, just the interest is $700,000 a year. That's almost $20,000 a week, every week for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I would like to make 700 grand in a year.
Yeah.
I don't think people understand, like, what's it? Once you get over, like, 150 or whatever, you're already in, like, the 10% of people making money. So it's like, right, you get to those numbers. Like, it's wild.
Two hot dogs a day.
Or you can do what we do. Yeah, just keep eating dogs.
Got that dog in us.
Dude. Did we ever figure out how many little Smokies you'd have to eat to equivalent of a hot dog? Is it three? Is it four?
I could figure that out while we're on the cast if you want. I bet it's been asked before.
Right.
But either way, man, these kids, they're making so much money now, and soon they're going to be making $13 million, $15 million, $18 million, because there's a lot of money at those big schools, you know, LSU, Ohio State, Michigan, Texas. Like, these are big time programs, and people are probably starting to realize just how much some of that stuff is worth. It's going to be insane handing a 19-year-old famous athlete $15 million when he's in Baton Rouge or just where, like, or dude, Columbus. Like, you can't even spend that kind of money at Columbus. With all due respect to the people of Columbus, I love that town. You couldn't spend that kind of money if you want to in Columbus.
Well, one coach even brought, or go ahead, Matt.
Do you think we'll see like a time where some kids like, I don't need to go to the NFL. Like, I'd put half my NIL money away. I got both my ACLs intact. My rotator cuffs are good. I only had one concussion. Like, I'm just going to retire and just live the good life and save my body, like you were talking about, Cobb. Like, I feel like it's not that far-fetched down the road.
I don't think it is, but I think also there's still just so many guys that want to play on Sundays and want to play ball, you know? I mean, you're always going to have, like, what's his name? Andrew Luck, right? He was like, I got to stop playing. I'm getting too hurt, blah, blah, you know, not blah, blah, blah. Jesus, that was a serious thing. Right. But I mean, he was just approaching his prime and was like, I can't do it anymore. But I feel like for the most part, most of those guys are going to play their asses off and still want to go play, you know, because you want, you know, I think it was Joel Klatt who does college football stuff for Fox Sports. He put it best. He's like, look, when you're in the NFL, right, if you think about the Patriots, generally you think about Tom Brady, then Belichick. Right. Or if you think about, I don't know, the 49ers, right? Like, back in their heyday, you probably think about Joe Montana or Steve Young. Whereas in college, it's all about the coach. So you'll be a legend there forever. I mean, what's it? Mac Brown, the coach to Texas forever. Like, I mean, I'm willing to bet Mac Brown whenever he goes to Austin. He also coached in North Carolina, but I'm willing to bet that man doesn't have to buy a lot of meals or drinks if he wants them in Texas.
Oh yeah, definitely. For the record, 3 to 4 little smokies, standard dog. But yeah, Ricky Williams, you know, is another good example. It's like, Matt, I mean, if I was coaching these guys, I would tell them to do exactly that. I'm like, preserve your body, preserve your mind. You got $5.5 million in the bank. Like, you're good, baby. Go get a graduate degree and, you know, we're good to go. And so, but yeah, like, Ricky Williams was a notable example when he left the NFL early. That was a huge deal. And he was saying, you know, it's mostly due to not injury, but like damage he was taking. Like, his hips were hurting and he was like, I want to leave while I can still move my body. I know he's a big yoga guy now. And like, I don't want to be prescriptive because I've never been in that position. And that's a lot of money to turn down. But the longer game is like being able to walk, being able to function, you know, sure. Like, I know, without getting into details, I know, you know, of at least one former professional football player who really has a lot of trouble with that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's dark. It's dark when you hit your early 50s as a former NFL guy.
For sure. Right. There's head injuries, you know, all those concussions, like, you know, you don't know how it adds up. I mean, remember Junior Seau committed suicide, right? And everybody loved that dude and thought he was like always in it, like kind of a one of those guys. So it's like, it's hard to tell. It's like maybe he did have ups and downs in his life, or it's like, is that CTE and something as he got older just switched in his brain?
Yeah, and that CTE makes people faster to aggression. It actually has a whole host of effects. And what I feel like I take a little bit of issue with, same with the UFC, is that you don't know the price you're paying when you're paying it, because the damage comes later. So like, the effects, the symptoms come later. So you take the damage, but it doesn't come out to like 10, 15, 20 years later as your body and brain are aging naturally that you really start to see what the price was. And so, you know, I think it's one thing if you're an NFL superstar or you're protected like a quarterback, some of the receivers, but if you're a role player, you know, that is a real calculus to think about. If you're going to be in for 3-4 years, you know, it's going to have a major effect.
Yeah.
Well, we would all take the money, though.
We've talked about it before, like being a backup QB is like the dream job. You're just pulling $3 million, $5 million a year and not taking all those hits. Like,
yeah, I mean, look, if we're talking true dream jobs, Major League Baseball, utility infielder. Like a few times a year, I lay down a bunt. Maybe I pinch run. For the most part, though, I'm just taking BP, flying around, hollering at chicks, and I could bounce around the league for like 12, 13 years.
Just collect league minimum. I mean, one point, though, to what Ted said is like, you don't become, you know, the ninth guy on an NBA bench by not devoting your entire life to basketball. So like by the time you get to that bench seat, the only thing you want, that's a nightmare for them. It's a dream job for us. It's what, $475 a year, whatever the league minimum is at right now, $675, something crazy. That's a dream job for us. But like that guy's sitting there every day being like, I wish I was that guy. You know, the guy who started.
True.
Yeah. So
grass is always greener.
Yep. And every job's easy till you're the one doing it.
Somebody said that to me the other day. I said that to somebody and our other mutual friend. He was like, yeah, but that grass is turf. I was like, dude, that is oddly prophetic. Like the grass is always greener. Yeah, but that dude's grass is turf, man. Like,
yeah, exactly. Your lawn's those never boobs gonna... aren't real.
I remember once I was like my early 20s and I was just like, Jesus, like that woman is unbelievable. And like my buddy just looks at me, he goes, look at her body build. Like those things don't belong on her. Of course she's ungodly hot. Like she's a tiny woman with giant fake t-s.
I mean, you know. What are you going to do? It's been studied by psychologists. Super stimuli. We get overwhelmed. We're just mammals after all, boys.
Before we take a break, though, everybody have a good Christmas and New Year's.
Matt?
Yeah. It was really chill. And New Year's made it up past the East Coast New Year's, which is the thing that's like, we didn't do that last year. But I don't think I've made it to an actual midnight since I moved down to the desert. It's just like, it's not the place for that.
Nice. Dude, I'll say this, you know, a lot of the year I live a fairly selfish lifestyle, but one thing I do enjoy around Christmas, that's when my work really picks up and we're shipping a lot of popcorn, luckily, thank God. And people are, you know, hundreds of people are coming into the store and we're working around the clock. And I felt like this year it felt great to really serve others and to make their Christmas, even if it's just a little tradition, them swinging by the shop every year or shipping some to their mom or grandma or whatever. It felt good to be a part of that. Like it wasn't, you know, it didn't feel like it was like transactional. It felt like I served a purpose, albeit very small, in like making other people's holidays, and that felt great. So what I will say is like, I felt good about, I was very diligent in December. I saw all my friends and family, but I really just worked hard, showed up, got everything shipped out and made a lot of people's holidays, which felt great. And then I love the holidays. You know, we were tired. We worked hard, but I love celebrating Christmas. Even we celebrated a couple of days late, you know, cause we're working and stuff, but, and the new year, of course, and like, holidays are just special, man. I mean, like they were saying about the SEC, like it just means more, but it really does. Like if you want them to be, you can let them be special. And I take great joy in the holidays. Ted, I know you do too.
Yeah, sure.
That's something we've always related on. And dude, doing the tree with you this year was awesome. That was one of the best days of my month.
I was going to say, there was a couple weekends that just led up to awesome stuff, right? Like that Sunday was great. Me, you, your sister, the mayor. Getting the tree, watching a Seahawks game. And then, the next weekend? I went and saw Girls and Roses and Hell's Bells and linked up with you guys. And we went to your Burning Man camps party.
Oh, my God. That was a great party, right?
Awesome.
Great party.
Awesome. Also, I ran into from your camp, our buddy Dan, and also from your wedding. Yep. I ran into him Saturday night at Rob's Going Away party. And he's like, what are you doing here? I was like, what? He's like, how do you know all these people? And I was like, I don't know your camp as much, but it didn't dawn on me. He only met me at your wedding to begin with. So I was like, oh, he only really knows me through Cobb. That I was like, no, man, I kind of inadvertently brought Rob into this group. He was my old boxing coach. And he's like, really? And I was like, yeah, man. He's like, I didn't know you did that. And I was like, Where do you think the confidence comes from to start a dance party on the other deck at the wedding?
Yeah. Also, sometimes people don't realize how overlapped you and I are. I'm like, 90% of my friends are friends with Ted and vice versa.
It was just, it blew my mind. I was like, how do I know fucking Rob?
How do we not know each other? You know what I mean?
Right. That was pretty fun, though. Karaoke. Where were we at? The Shanghai Room in Greenwood. Like North Star Diner, and then the other side's that Shanghai Room, and it's like kind of like a tiki bar and karaoke. They have a Lazy Susan with shots on it. It was like $60, and it's like bartender's choice, and you like spin the wheel. I don't know if they were pumped to pull that thing out at like 10 o'clock at night, but me and Sean were like, we're getting one. Round it up.
Fire it up. That's awesome, dude. Dog.
Lazy Susan. Dog.
Yeah. You're spinning that Lazy Susan. That's a dog.
All right. Let's take a break here. We'll come back with some emails. What's batting in the cop topic?
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks to our sponsors. As always, I don't know. It's been raining. Stuff plugs up. Things get stinky. Call Pinkies. Pinkies Plumbing, of course. And then, God forbid, something bad happens to you and you're in an accident. Reach out to our friends at the Advocates. Also, shout out to Sawyer at Pinkies. Over the break, I went to Topgolf with him.
Nice.
Yeah. I fired off a picture to Matt. I'm like,
I thought so. Yeah.
Yeah. That's just like getting back into action. That was an amazing day. That was December 22nd. I sent Matt a picture around 11:30. And I mean, Cobb, sun was out. I'm hitting golf balls, having snacks. God. Just beautiful. You fast forward about 4 hours later, dumping rain. You were still in town. You remember.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Oh, man.
All right, sir. Let's read some emails.
You're the dog. Thanks for another year of the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
All the land.
I'd like to propose that we dub 2026 as the year of the dog. This year we ask ourselves one simple question. Do I got that dog in me? Here's to new heights, new adventures, and conquering 2026 with the vigor of taking down hot dogs for $1,000 a pop. If you guys ever stop by Boston, hot dogs or lobster rolls and beers are on me, Jordan.
Yeah.
Now, I know we've already read that one, but I just wanted to bring her back because we're headed into it. You're the dog.
You're the dog. I'm going to eat two dogs and then that lobster roll.
I feel like I'm going to eat a bunch of dogs and not get paid anything for them.
Right. At that point, like, I keep forgetting nobody's actually paying me. I'm just eating hot dogs now.
Dude, I had one at 7-Eleven in Park City. It was divine. Hot dogs still hit, man. People can, you know, my wife can be ashamed of me all she wants. They hit.
All right, I gotta ask, what was going on that you, like, were you stressed? Was it just a random thing? You're just like, getting a big bite.
So, man, it's kind of a long story that I don't know how much detail I can give on the cast, but basically the place we were staying is kind of like tucked back up in the mountains. So there's not a lot of stores and things like that. And the closest thing, which is like a 20-minute drive, is a 7-Eleven. And it's brand new. It's the nicest 7-Eleven I've ever seen in my life. So I wake up early every day. I wake up like 5-6 o'clock. My wife's family, usually they like to sleep in, most of them, 8, 9, 10. And so I have like 3 hours to kill. So usually I'll hop in the car, drive into town, hit the 7-Eleven for a coffee, maybe a little snack, check out the paper. And, you know, they, let's see. I've never seen a family that eats less than these people, just naturally. They have freak genetics. And so sometimes I'm still a little hungry from the night before. So I'll hit a dog, maybe a breakfast burrito. Sometimes those little taquitos. It just depends. This 7-Eleven, Ted, has it all. It's all fresh every morning. It's at like the base of a ski mountain. Pretty rad. So anyway, yeah, I hit the big bite. And dude, I don't want to say it on here because Matt's going to have to believe me, but it f***s.
What time did you have this big bite?
Dude, now I'm really trying to think about when I was in there. So I've been trying to actually take my wife's mom. She's never been to this 7-Eleven. I've been wanting to take her down there for a corn dog. Cause I told her they're really good. She's open to it, but we've been talking about it for a couple of years. Hasn't happened. This dog, I think it was like 11 in the morning.
All right. That's fair. That's, I think anytime after 10 is dog time.
Yeah. It was barely acceptable.
Now, with that said, with the amount of tailgating I've done, I have clearly eaten a cheddar filled hot dog before at like 9:30, 10 in the morning.
Oh yeah, brother. Just howling at the moon, dude. Birthday to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
All the land.
A couple things. I was on vacation in Florida and met two guys at different times wearing Terry Black's hats. Never been there, but just talking to those guys and their friends, epic. Barbecue brings everyone together. Secondly, is it Ted Smith's birthday? Nope. Damn. Can't wait for it to say yes. We forgot. We did, boys. I realized that after the cast. I know.
I tweeted it out, but dude, it was so. I mean, Jesse stepped it up this year. It was so sick.
Right. So the is we found this commercial from like the 70s with the Coors Light like beer wolf or like what was it? The bear wolf or bear like be, it's a bear, and he'd be like and somebody would like throw him a Coors Light. So we had been doing that for a couple months. I kind of forgot about it. So I saw that.
Yeah. So people who are new to the cast, or if you don't remember, so there, for a long time, there's this site called isitchristmas.com. Feel free to check it out. Every day of the year it says no, but on Christmas Day it says yes. So we always check it. But we decided to take it a step further, and our friend put together a website for Ted's birthday, one day better than Jesus, the day before Christmas. And it's isitedsbirthday.com. And isitedsbirthday.com, same deal. It says no all year. But on Ted's birthday, a lot happens. So make sure you check it out next year. That's what this guy's talking about.
Dude, we went, I was at Jesse's house on the 28th, and we were out in his office kind of later in the night, like, you know, enjoying a little herbal refreshment. So he runs it. So we can open it up to the back door and look at it. And he's like, there's four people on it right now. I'm like, one person was like in Europe. And we're just like, who in the fuck is that?
Dude, I hope there's like other people named Ted who are looking it up. You know, they've like found it and they're like checking every day to figure out when your birthday is.
Yeah, I was just like, this is insane. And like, we kept trying to like dial it. And I was like, can we figure it out? He's like, no, I can figure out where it is in the world. But like, we could only get so close. So I was like, I don't know.
Enhance.
Enhance.
Enhance. This is my year, boys, and I'm taking advantage of every day. Down 10 pounds and drinking a lot less. 2026, you are my bitch. I'm going to own you. Matt, love hearing about your golf game. Cobb, I have no idea how you do it, but keep doing it. Not really sure what that means, but I'll take it. Ted, would love to have a beer with you next time you're on the East Coast. JP in Virginia, transplanted from Snoqualmie. P.S. Stay golden, pony boy.
If you're drinking less too, man, try... what do they call it? Tiger striping now? You mix in some NAs even if you're drinking beers. And I mean, yeah, it you know, like I said, Matt and I, we didn't, I think I had one taste of whiskey with, what's his name? But like, we were just ripping NA beers.
Yeah. Dude, I love how you pretend you're like, oh, is it called tiger striping? You were so pumped to tell me that when I was back.
I can't remember if it's tiger or zebra striping, but it's definitely a term. And I was like, oh, shit, I've been doing this since the summer.
Oh,
I love when independently invent something.
I told one of the other trainers to try the Corona NAs, and he did, and he was telling me how good it was, and I was training the client that you met at the Nest, Ted.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, dude, I mean, like, me and Ted went through 50-something non-alcoholic beers that weekend. Like, we had shower beers going, and my client's like, what's a shower beer? And I was like, what's it sound like, man? You have a beer in the shower.
I said to that story, like, and then staying up to like 1 a.m. I'm like, Matt, what are we doing? It's like, yeah, we're just doing the same thing we used to. We're just not drinking. And then, yeah, I was at a big event later in the summer and like had my own cooler and stuff. And I mean, I was in the pool ripping those NA Ultras for a while. And somebody tossed me one. They're like, you're not actually drinking. I was like, well, no. But I think for some people too, if you're trying to cut down or what, like it was nice to be like, oh, you couldn't even notice. I have the same energy.
Yeah.
You know,
4 hours into this party.
Right. I will say this.
It does trick your brain.
Yeah. And it's just like, I don't know, even coming home from work, it's just nice to crack them sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get a lot of the same satisfaction and reward. Weirdly. I had a couple over Christmas at the No Name.
Yeah, right. And then sometimes too, like, even, I mean, Matt, I'm sure you'll attest to this. Sometimes for sports events, like, I have to be like, I don't know, if you're hanging out with like your friends and their kids and stuff, I was like, well, let's go to a bar. I still want to curse loudly. And like watch the sporting event.
I have the name, gentlemen. I've come up with the perfect name for Ted's new meatball concoction. Ted, remember those little meatball? Can you describe it for people what this thing is?
Yeah, so you get like crescent rolls, and then you put them like in the cupcake or like muffin tin, right? And then you're just going to add some marinara, mozzarella, a frozen meatball, and then you add more marinara, more cheese, and if you have enough crescent roll, you kind of close it up or just kind of leave it open. So it's almost like a meatball cupcake.
Yeah, so that's... It, to me, it felt like a single bite of a really good meatball sub. So yeah. Ted, perfect name for Ted's new meatball concoction. Based on Ted and Cobb's description and probably this fatty bong load, the perfect name hit me. It should be dubbed Ted's Puffy Muffy. You're welcome. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's, boys. Ted, I hope your birthday is wicked awesome. LARP on into the year of the tea. Sincerely, the real James P. Sullivan.
Puff, what was it?
The Puffy Muffy. Ted's Puffy Muffy.
But I like it. Thanks, James, with Puffy Muffy. I don't know,
Sounds a bit like an overweight girlfriend.
Ooh. I'll be honest with you. I was thinking the same thing, but I'm glad you said it.
Behind every great man is a grease man. Okay. Somebody's got to do the dirty work on this podcast, and it ain't going to be you.
I just got a little bit of a Puffy Muffy.
Oh, man. Do you guys want to do one more? Or are we?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, guys. This one's from a female. Always excited. Oh, my God. If this is the person's photo, she's gorgeous. I know that's apropos of nothing and doesn't aid this podcast as it's audio, but just letting you know what I'm seeing. Hi, guys. I wanted to write back and follow up on all the advice you shared for my trip to Hawaii with my husband. All right. Sorry, Ted. we had the best time. Thank you so much for all the amazing recommendations. We were able to check off most of the list. We did have a few rainy days where we couldn't do much, but hey, it was our honeymoon, so we definitely didn't mind. Winky face. Next up, I'm thinking about a weekend in Palm Springs, followed by a road trip back home. So I'll definitely be reaching out again for recommendations. And don't worry, I'll be going to that Jewish deli! Exclamation point. Thanks Let's again go. For everything, Kylie.
Yeah, good call. All right. I was supposed to be like, Sherman's.
Also, congratulations to her husband. This girl is a dime.
Nice work.
Mm-hmm. Kylie's a great hot girl name.
Yeah, and she's the smart one. She's the one listening and emailing. God damn it.
Yep.
I have a bad feeling I probably know who this couple is or something. And we're just like, oh, she's a smoke show. They're the smart one.
But isn't that, but if you're the husband, though, that's all good to hear. Like, you won the game, you know? You got an attractive, smart wife. Like, who cares what we say?
Yeah, if I was dating a girl and she's like, hey, do you mind if we listen to this podcast? Like, what is it? It's like, it's three dudes bullshit. I'm like, yeah, okay, let's listen to it.
Now, congratulations to you guys. That's awesome that you're on your honeymoon. And yeah, that's super cool that you guys had a great time in Hawaii. Matt knows the desert like nobody else.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
We can help out when the time is right.
All right. Well, let's check in with what's Matt.
Hey,
what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Before we get to what's Matt needs.
Yeah, it was a good break overall. Had some family in town, went out and saw my brother, and niece and nephew. I think I might have said that on the last What's Mattin. I don't remember all the dates, but I saw a bunch of people. You know, it was a good time. This weekend, let's see. Saturday, I was just a wreck about that Hawks game. I was so excited. I had.
I'm with you.
I actually looked at the slip, and on some random night in August at like 12:15 in the morning. I placed a $50 bet on the Seahawks to win the NFC West because they're getting plus 550 odds. They were like the longest odds in the division. And I was like, that's bullshit. They're definitely more competitive than that. Those are great odds. So I jumped on it at like midnight. And so then it came down to like the game against the Niners. And I was like, dude, I could win $275 just on one game. That's insane for me. It's the only time I've made that kind of money gambling. It's been like six-leg parlays that everything hits and they're on basketball. I didn't even watch the games. This was like so intense. So I was just kind of a wreck, and then I was excited. And yeah, they pulled it off. Defense looks great. I'm excited for the playoffs. And then Sunday morning went and golfed with my dad at his club, and you know, you talk about the weather, it was kind of like cloudy, and it just made for like the most epic like sunrise morning. It was like a prolonged sunrise, and like there's clouds over the mountains. It wasn't raining, but it wasn't, you know, hot, but like the mountains looked like Hawaii. Like it was just because there's palm trees, you know, decorating it, and they were just covered in this like mist and fog, and the sun was hitting all these cool colors. So I was really feeling good. And yeah, I went, I can't believe I'm talking about this, but someone emailed said they like hearing about my golf game. So now it's like, well, strap in. First eight holes, I had seven pars. I was one over after eight holes, which was like, you know, it would have been, if I finished with the par, it would have been tied for my best nine holes ever. But then I got to the ninth hole, and it's a par three over water, and I pulled it
left over the bunker into a flower bed, which last year they were given free drops out of the flower beds. And this year it's out of bounds. You have to re-tee from the tee box for your third shot. And so I made a triple on number 9 off of some bullshit new rule. And my client that was a pro golfer back in the day, won on the tour. I was telling him about it. He's like, well, that's bullshit. That shouldn't be out of bounds. Flower beds are just unplayable. So it was complete BS. It was wrong last year. It's wrong this year in the other direction. But then I kind of settled down after that and played regular golf and shot like an 87 or something. But it was still great to start the new year off. You're the dog with 7 pars in my first 8 holes.
How much trouble would you get in if you just hit it out of the flower bed?
You know, I just play by the rules. It was
all right,
know,
that's fair.
I don't think I could have gotten away with it. If I got caught doing it, my dad would be in more trouble than me because he's the member and I'm his guest. and so what are they going to do to me? But I could have gotten away with it, but I wouldn't put that on my scorecard because I did know that they changed the rules this year. Like, it wasn't like I hit it and then my dad's like, oh, by the way, like he told me the first time we played, he's like, yeah, they changed the rules on 9. I was like, the hell, dude, that flower bed was like a free safe zone that I knew I had in the back of my mind. And then, yeah, had a career first 8 holes and then the flower bed got me. So, but, you know, it was still just like the weather was so cool. It was super fun. It was great to play really well for a good stretch there. And, you know, just the vibes after the Seahawks game and just like epic sunrise and everything. We did walk to Keedy's on Saturday too, before the game. It, like I said, before the game, it was just a blur. But I remember being like, Tyler was like, should we walk to Keys? I was like, yes. Anything to just eat up some hours before 5 and get my mind a little bit off this game anxiety. Now I'm, in the swing of the season. Everyone's back from out of town and, just having a good time at work.
I'd say 2 quick things. A, I did stroke a 5-iron, granted, off a mat at a driving range at Topgolf, but like 175 with a roll. And I was like, all right, that makes me want to go play golf. And then 2 is, I was going to say, I'm with you about the mountains. Like driving up to Stanwood, I had my mom with me and stuff, and just all the mountains were out. You could see Rainier. It was just gorgeous. So yeah, super, super cool stuff, man.
Mountains are just awesome. I love them so much. And yeah, we got some sick ones down here. Like that was easily one of my favorite parts of Washington. And one of the reasons I was so stoked on this place and ended up moving here was because they also have mountains. Like I live on the mountain now. And I'm so stoked about it. Just watch the sunset out our front porch. It's like so sick.
Cobb's the opposite. You stand on his balcony and I feel like I could see the Oklahoma or Mexico.
Yeah. Dude, I was trying one night. I feel like you can see to San Antonio. There's like some tall buildings out there that I can't figure out what they are.
It's just so flat. I mean, I couldn't believe it's not like that racetrack is that close to Austin, but like as you're walking in, you're just like, yeah, there's Austin.
Yeah. Yeah, it's flat as hell. And we live in quote unquote hill country, which is even crazier.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right. Well, I guess it's about that time.
Boop, doop, doop, boop, boop. Cob topic.
Cob topic.
All right, boys, as usual, there's no reason for me to say this, but I fucked up. I'm dropping the link in the chat now. So while Matt's doing his segment, usually I'll go down a little rabbit hole and do a little research on the internet. And one of the rabbit holes I went down took me to a site called baddragon.com. Bad-dragon.com. Did not realize that existed. Are you guys, all right, I'm watching your guys' faces. This is why this should be a video cast. The cop topic will make sense to you guys after this. But so as we're shipping packages in December, I work at a popcorn shop. We're shipping out packages, and rarely do you even look at the names on the packages you're shipping. You're kind of just trying to go, you know, quick volume. But for some reason, a name stuck out to me, and I was like, huh. It's like, why do I recognize that name? Why do I recognize that name? I go through my phone. It's not in there. And then I Google it, and it's a former Washington governor. That's as specific as I can get. Who's receiving popcorn from us. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. His order's already packed up. So I sent a photo of it to my mother-in-law because she'd be pumped to win some brownie points. So cop topic this week is, what's the most unusual thing that has happened to you at your profession or at your job? Feel free to email us, email@thepodcast.com. Sometimes you just have those surreal moments. And so what's the most unusual thing that's happened to you at your profession? Boys?
I mean, mine's pretty easy, and I know people have different thoughts on them now with all the Trump and political stuff, but, like, we interviewed Kid Rock years ago, right? He's still Kid Rock and this and that. So during the commercial break, I used to always watch Total Request Live, and I remember Carson Daly would be like, you know, we actually call him Bob. And it just was in my head. So during the commercial break, I just go, hey, man, I got to ask you a question. Why do people call you Bob? And he goes, because it's my name, Ted. And like the fact he name checked me, I just thought was awesome. I was like, that's pretty cool.
Wow. Dude, that is honestly, there's no coming back from that.
Right? I was just like, man, like, all right. He named you like, yeah, all right. It never even dawned on me that was just his actual name. I thought it was just a nickname. So I thought I had like this cool question, but I love the fact he just name checked me, like, because it's my name, Ted. I was like, yep, you're right.
Okay. Yeah, his dad, I believe, was like a very prominent attorney, if I remember correctly.
I thought he owned a car dealership.
Sharp cat. Could be red. I'll look it up while you give your answer.
What was the adjective most surreal thing?
What's the most unusual thing that's happened to you in your profession? And Matt, you know, being at that, the place you work, I'm sure you deal with some extravagant people. Extravagant? Extreme people.
Eccentric?
Eccentric. Thank
Both
you.
Both of That's those things, for sure. All three of them.
You're right. Car dealership.
And, I don't know. When I think about it, like, the two that popped to mind were actually both at the radio station. And, like, one of them was I was on the radio in Seattle
at KISW in the middle of the night when the news broke that Chris Cornell died. And he's such an icon to that city. He had such a big influence on my life. I met him when I was like 15 or 16. And that was when I was like, dude, people just work for the end, you know, like in these tents. And like, that is when I eventually became a street teamer, and it all, you know, like went from there, from like Lollapalooza 03 or something. And he was so cool. And then, yeah, the news broke that he died, and I had to like, you know, break that news on the air. And like, I couldn't get a hold of any of the like bosses. And I was like, it was the only time I called Hair Club's cell phone, like in the middle of the night. Castle wasn't picking up. And I was like, guys, I gotta like just turn this into like a Chris Cornell show. Like, I'm throwing all your music out and, you know, playing stuff and talking to callers. And like, it just turned into this like crazy ass show that was like all a blur. And like, I remember getting home to the barracks and being like, whoa, what the hell just happened? Like, that was crazy. But it was really cool, really cathartic. And then the other funny one was on the last show I ever did, which I didn't know was my last show. I found out the next morning. They were kind of, I ended up by my own choice, because I needed 8 minutes to finish an hour, I played Eulogy by Tool, not knowing that it was my last show. Whoa. And like, the line is, he had a lot of nothing to say, we'll miss him. Like, that's one of the things that Maynard keeps saying over and over again. Like, that's literally what I did for 9 years, is just talk about bullshit. And like, yeah, it's tripped me out very regularly ever since. Like, I had no idea, but yeah, it just timed out that way, you know, back time and Ted. And I was like, all right, we're playing Eulogy, like, love this song. And then later they're like, all right, see ya. But
yeah,
man, truth is stranger than fiction.
I would also throw in, just from DeMatha stuff, like after Coach Wooten passed away, like a lot of like his couple of his kids and like the real like DeMatha basketball people were at a bar that was kind of closed, and they were just letting us do whatever. And I'll leave the name out, so I'll just say it was a prominent NBA player, and we were just, well, we were chugging beers. There was somebody pulled out a cell phone. If you've never seen somebody so quickly, be like, put that thing away. It was like,
no, bad dragon.
There was like 20 people in this bar. It's closed. We cleared it like three times. Does everybody have their phone away? It's like, yeah. It's like, all right, chug off. Let's go.
Fire it up for Wooten. I love that you have his bobblehead.
I know. All right, there we go for this. Hey, if you're doing a resolution, keep at it. If you don't have one, I would say don't sweat it. You could start any habit you want, right? Whenever you want. So if you're doing it, good on you. Keep plugging away. If not, don't sweat it. Still January. And I think for a lot of people, you might have to postpone that thing till post Super Bowl anyhow. The Seahawks look good. We'll talk more Seahawks next week. But for MCTP, for Cobb, I'm the Ted Smith. This is the podcast. Cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,